Casey Cowan is no stranger to the gym.
It's pretty much a regular routine.
The University of Missouri has developed an exercise program for both young and older adults so they can get in shape. Exercise helps prevent obesity and diseases associated with sedentary lifestyles and excess weight. Fitness specialist Steve Ball says it's called the My Activity Pyramid.
Being physically active on a regular basis is a difficult thing, but the My Activity Pyramid offers adults a variety of ways that they can reach these recommendations for health and improving the quality of life.
Ball says adults should start off with exercises at the base of the pyramid, like walking or climbing stairs. Then they add aerobic exercises that get the heart and lungs to work harder and promote circulation. Ball says adults need at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity each week.
You don't have to do all of your exercise in one setting. You could break a 30-minute per day recommendation into three 10-minute bouts of exercise.
Exercise helps older adults maintain mobility and independence and helps prevent falls. Falls are a leading cause of death for older adults and also a major reason they enter a nursing home.
Stay close to that body.
A university program also uses weight training for older adults. University specialists lead the workout sessions in community centers throughout Missouri. Susan Mills Gray specializes in preventing chronic diseases.
This program is really designed to improve strength, balance, and flexibility so that everyday living tasks become easier.
Ellen Brown says the exercises help relieve her pain and stiffness from arthritis.
I don't look very flexible now, but I'm a lot more flexible than I was.
Bill Crow sees weight training as a type of insurance.
It's kind of a protection for us older people not to fall, and we got to keep our balance well and all those things.
Weight and exercise programs can have a financial benefit in addition to better health.
The main goal is to help people stay living independently longer, which reduce health care costs.
Programs that improve the quality of life reduce the costs of nursing care, hospitalization, and health care for older adults. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
Okay, we're going to do side leg lifts, so go ahead and go to the railing.